So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So, in this video, let's talk about patience for a little bit, because this is definitely something that I haven't got. I'm not exactly known for having a lot of patience on anything. I'm like, well, why wait? It's like being cold. Why would anybody want to be cold? What's the point on that? And it's also like, why would anybody want to be patient? Patience for losers, right? That's what I think. Those who are patient get what's coming. I don't know what that phrase is, but it's just not true. Those who hustle like crazy gets the just desserts. I don't know what the saying is, but you know what I mean. So, but there's an issue here, okay? The issue is, it's fine to be impatient, because I'm definitely impatient, and I definitely get results. But the patience that I'm referring to is the one where you're doing the work, but you're not allowing the results to come to fruition. So let me give you an example of this. So the best example I can think of is a flower. Imagine watering a flower, feeding a flower, making sure that the flower has everything it needs, but you're really desperate for it to blossom. So what do? Well, you overwater it, you overfeed it, and you end up killing the thing. You can't force a flower to blossom. It's going to blossom when it's ready to blossom, when it's had all the resources that it needs to get it to the position where it's ready to blossom. And that's exactly like your business. And I've done this before myself. We definitely did this with a digital marketing agency, trying to close too many clients, not having the resources to fulfill those clients, and then taking a step back and allowing the clients to come on board more naturally while we build up more than enough resources. And it's the same in all businesses. I get that we're all trying to grow as fast and as quickly as we can, but to what detriment? And the detriment is that it's going to affect your business, because you can't grow your business properly. You might annoy some customers, you might drop the ball a couple of times, you're trying to spin too many plates, whatever that happens to be. Being patient, whilst I get that it's a bad thing, we want to get there as fast as we can, you have to allow the process. And that's really what we're referring to here. We're not talking about, you know, oh, I'm going to do that next week. Oh, no, I'll do it 4 weeks from now. And we're not on about doing that. That's procrastination. We're not on about that. We're on about, if you're putting in all the work and all the effort and you're doing everything that you need to do, give it time, give it chance, let the process take its journey. And in fact, you should be falling in love with the process, not the result. I know we all want the result. I know that we fall in love with the result. I want to be a millionaire. I want 10 grand a month. I want 50 customers a month. Whatever that happens to be for you, I get that we love that end goal. That's our target. We love that. And honestly, you don't have to fall in love with that, because you're already going to fall in love with it, because it's such an easy thing to fall in love with. The end result is what everybody wants. But like, let's take keeping fit and fitness for an example. So, you know, let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. Of course, the end result is going to look amazing. But if you hate the process, how hard is you getting to that end result? It's like impossible, right? You've got to fall in love with the process. So if you do need to lose the weight, what sport do you love? What exercises do you love the most? And that's what you need to focus on. And you focus on the process. And yeah, we want to lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks. But you know what? If it takes 20 weeks, but you actually still get there, is that a big issue? I don't think so. The idea here is to get there, fall in love with the process, and have enough patience to give it the time that's needed for you to get that result. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.